make a pair.
Zab Chokhet, Amid Aleph, Perek Shishi, Halokha Aleph, Mesechus Kalayim, Hezehu Ari. Now, we've seen all along that we have a concept called a Keren, and we have a concept called an Ori. What exactly is an Ori? Sort of like a trellis, which has the same din as a Keren, but you have to be marked Arba Amit instead of six Tvachim. Hanotea Shura Shul Chamesh Tifanim, the Tzad HaGader Shul Gavoha Asarat Tvachim. There's somebody who plants a row of five vines next to a fence, which is 10 Tvachim tall, or next to a charit, which is 10 tefachim deep in Rochav Arba, which normally consists of a mechitza that prevents now the din of kelayim from being chal if you plant on the other side of it. In this case, it makes things worse, because now in creating a sort of trellis area, it makes the entire five vines, even though they're not in the correct shape of two keneged two, with one sticking out, that even according to Beit Hillel, this now becomes a real keren, and notim lo avodato arba amot. You now have to be marchik four amos from the Yefonim, where normally you wouldn't have to. Beit Shammai omrim, Beit Shammai says, modedin arba amot mi ikar Yefonim velasadet. The four amos are counted from the bottom of the vine. In other words, from the root, from the the trunk of the vine. Beit Hillel omrim min ha-gader v'la-sadeh. Beit Hillel says they are measured from the gader, not from, because it's that's what's making it into a kerem over here. And so you don't really have to be marking four amos from the bottom of the vines themselves. You only have to be marking four amas from the fence. So let's say that the vines are, let's say, two amas away from the fence, then you'd only have to be marking two additional amas from the edge. Right? The fence is the trellis here. So in this case, you have the kula, since it doesn't have it in mamish of the keren, you have the kula of having the two amas or whatever. I know it's about, you can have it all the way down to six tefachim, actually, if the vines were three amas from the wall, so you're left with one ama, which is six tefachim, which would be enough to be marchik from it. Yeah, this is the way that everyone in the world learns, except for the Rambam. The Rambam has a very strange shita. The Rambam shita in this is that the fence becomes now imbued with keremhood. Whereas normally the fence is a mechitza, but in this case the fence is what makes it a vine. So there would be no din of being allowed to plant on the other side of the fence. Adarava, you're now not allowed to plant up to the fence, and what's more, you're not allowed to plant four amas from the fence. According to Beit Hillel, and this is the other strange element of the Rambam, because the Rambam says minageder velasada means on the other side of the geder to the sada. It means that Beit Hillel is going to a kumra and Beit Shammai is going to a kula. Because Beit Shammai is saying start from the vines on the other side of the fence, that the vines would be 2 amas away from the fence. You could plant a field on the other side of the fence, up to 2 amas close to the fence. Whereas according to this, it means that Beit Shammai is a kula. According to what we're learning, Beit Shammai is a kula. We have to mark it on the side of the fence where the vines are 4 amas, which is certainly not what you would expect. But that's how the Rambam works. Omer of Yochanan ben Nuri, to'im kol ha'amurim kach. Anybody who learns this pshat in the Machlokas doesn't know what they're talking about. Ela in yesh arba amot miikar gefanim v'legader. You know what the din of an oris is? The din of an oris defines the area between the vines and the fence, and only that. So if you have 4 amas from the ikar gefanim to the fence, then the entire thing becomes now usher in the area. If it's another 4 amas, more than 4 amas, right? 4 amas or more. So over there, you now only need to be marked 6 tefachim and zareat hamotar, or whatever avodato is. But if you have less than 4 amos, the whole thing is off. That's all that it says. Even though this road does not have a din of a keren.
Is it on the fence?
No, the gefonim are planted away from the fence,
right.
And the fence now is a trellis to the vine. And that's the only kiddush that the whole area becomes osir. Now, of course, this is not a kiddush according to Beit Shammai, because according to Beit Shammai, it's already a keren with five vines, even though they're in a shura. That's what Gemara is going to ask. What is Rabbi Elfman talking about? I mean, certainly he's not going to deny that Beit Shammai spoke about this case. I mean, he's saying we're misunderstanding the machlokas. I mean, what is he adding? That we'll see. The coming Avodat HaGefen, all along we've been taking for granted that Avodat HaGefen is Shisha Tfachim, because that's the Das of the Tanakam. And now we're going to find out it's in machlokas. It's Shisha Tfachim Makol Ruach, which is the way we pass it. And Rabbi Akiva Omer Shlosha Tfachim. The Gemara, this whole thing doesn't really make any sense. According to Beit Shammai, even without the fence, it's a keren. He learns five vines in a row as a keren. So the kasha, that's the keren's a lokach. You know, that's a mishum keren. Isn't it also anyway because it's a keren? So what are you adding by saying ezel ari? It has to be marfik arba amis in any event from the keren. Now, according to the Rambam, what is this supposed to mean? Makes a tremendous difference. Because if it's not made as an arit, then the fence is actually a machisa. And over here now the machisa. Right? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer. So Shimon ben Lakish, I'll explain it to you. What we're talking about over here is a line, that a row of vines that even according to Beit Shammai would not have been a proper karam. Why? Because it's talking about ba'arit ha-me'ukam shanu. Talking about that the vines were zigzagging, they were not in a straight row. And we said before that in the case of a zigzag, it's not considered to be a keren, which is certainly so on the Beit Shammai as well. And the reason that over here it's a keren is only because the fence serves to create a row, so to speak, in which we view it as a vine. We'll take out all of the next pieces until Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah boy. So Rabbi Yonah asks an interesting question. If we're talking about a case in which it's a zigzag, then maybe you can be Zoreya in the zig or in the zag. Because, in other words, what we're talking about over here is where we have vine one, and then we go down to vine two, we go back up to vine three, right? So on. So we get four, five vines. So that means I don't really have a row of vines, do I? I have a row because I'm standing on the outside and I'm looking at it. And I'm saying the gader essentially makes it appear to me as if there's a row here. So suppose I take my vegetable and I plant it in the zig or in the zag. Now what? Along the line of the zig or the zag. In other words, I draw a diagonal line from one vine to the next. And I put my plant in between there. But six foot from away from either vine. Because I have four amas between the vine. So six foot away, I put it there. Now we say, but this is an aria. I say, well, I don't see anything. Where? Because I'm not outside of it. Because these are maybe inside of it. I'm not going to view it as a shura at all. So what is that supposed to be? Mechuvanotein. Viat Amit Mutal is robbing a time on his sin. Did you not just say that you gave it a din of Haris HaMa'ukam? You said that this is the row, right? You're saying the zig and the zag is the row of the Haris that we're talking about that is us. Most of them I don't understand. You can't say it is the row, but only from the outside. That doesn't make sense. Okay, fine. I accept that. Then how about not planting in the zig and not planting in the zag? How about planting in a straight line? Because now you're saying, what's the row? The zigzag. But the straight line is not the row. Okay, fine. So I'll put my vegetables between two vines that are in a straight line, but that straight line doesn't exist as far as you're concerned. The only thing that exists in the aris is the zig and the zag. So according to that, it should be okay. So ma'ali zarab bein adyifanim answers the Gemara. That's a good question, but that we can answer. Because we had exactly the same case before with the pumpkins. So Kamoda Tema Gabi Muksha, just like remember we had before Lagabi Kwaizroyan with Muksha, which are either pumpkins or squashes or Kola Mitzri and so on. So we said over there that it's asur lizroa bein hagumot. The case was over there that we wanted to know between one the lot and the next whether, and the din over there was, we said that the diluim do not have to be mamish in a straight line like a karen has to be. It's considered to be a shura. Nonetheless, we said over there, between the various gumot, you cannot plant. If that's the case, a karen, in this case, it does not require to be in a shura because it's an aris, is not going to be any more kal than a pumpkin patch will be. And therefore, afafa asur lizaroa bein agifani. Rabbi Yochanan says, I have a different explanation. We are not talking about an aris that is zigzag. We're talking about an aris that's mechuvan. And yes, I know you're going to say, in baris and mechuvan shomer, what do I need the fence for? According to the shamai below gader in os mishum karam anyway. You're right. Neymar became Beit Hillel to Nita. The only reason we mention it is because it's a chiddush aliyah of the Beit Hillel, but I know Kinani, according to Beit Shammai, it adds nothing. Well, you know, the truth is, I mean, Mitzav, and Lodi, Rabbi Shimon, and Lux, Rabbi Yochanan, and Boris, and Mechuvan, Shano, became Beit Hillel. I mean, Rabbi Shimon, and Lux has nothing, has no objection to this pshat in terms of Beit Hillel. He was just saying that there is a chiddush aliyah of the Beit Shammai. I mean, certainly he'd be willing to say that according to Beit Hillel, and Mechuvan is most definitely an aris. And there's a chiddush in that too. But you know what the truth is? Rabbi Yochanan is about to Reish Lakish when it comes to a zigzag in terms of Beit Shammai. What makes me say that? Very simple. Began to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because of the continuation of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omar, Kil'in kol ha'omrin kein. Anybody who says this chat is wrong. And he says, what chat is wrong? That an Ari has a din of Hakata? That what? If you're telling me it's an aris of a straight row, that what is he saying to him? That Beit Shammai doesn't hold that you have to be marked from such an aris? It's not going to be less than a carat, for God's sake. And no, nobody's chaylik out of the parish of Mishnah that says Beit Shammai says that a shura of Chamisha Gefanim is considered to be a carat. So how could Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri possibly have said that? Ella, obviously, what he was referring to was that, look, assuming that there's a new din of aris over here, meaning that we're willing to accept a zigzag shura as a shura because of the aris, you're all wrong. Nobody said that. That's what you're pointing. But see that inside? He said, telling Kola Amurim came. He came, my aris, I'm a chuvan shana. Why he say telling? There's no possible way to make a mistake, and he could say everybody's making a mistake. If we were talking about an aris that is mechuvan, we have to be talking about an aris that is not mechuvan. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, how exactly does he figure the words about the machlokas, whether you measure from 4 amas from the gader, or you measure 4 amas for the kefanim? Since according to him it's defining only the distance between the gader and the kefanim, it's a rather absurd machlokas, because by definition what you measure from one direction to the other is what you're going to measure from the second direction to the first. So, basically, the way we were learning, it makes a tremendous difference. We're talking about outside of the area. So outside of the area, where do you start measuring? You start measuring from the furthest space or from the closest space. But the way he's learning, it's a joke. So, what do you mean? So, Bein Kaman Yom HaMihikra Gepanim Moshin, who Bein Kaman Yom HaMihikra Agedar Moshin, Ma Bineu. What's the difference between them, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? They're ending up saying exactly the same words. A measuring rod goes in both directions. Rabbi Yonah says, no. I'll tell you how Rabbi Yochanan would learn that. Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri would learn that. Ki pater, shayu hatiratim nitunim, miktatan betoch arba'amot, miktatan chutz arba'amot. See, there would be a difference in the case if the zigzag actually zagged out of 4 amas distance from the gutter. Then it would be a difference. Because, senmandi amrami ikra gifanim moshi mecha. If you hold, you count from the Gefanim, so if you start counting from the Gefanim and you find that there's a mokum of Arba Amos, so then fine. You cannot plant Arba Amos between the Gefanim and the Gedder. And in which case, every part where there's a vine would be also. Whereas Mandiyam and Yikra Gedder Moshim, whereas the other Mandiyam says, no, it's the straight line that determines your measuring rod. So according to him, Makom Shachut Kala Asur Vashar Mutar. You start from Arba Amos, blank out a space of Arba Amos. Any one, Geffen, on the zigzag that zagged out of the Arba Amot, is not going to be included. In which case, how you shum shtei amot, let's say that it was two amot further, if you hold meikar agifanim moshrin, and there, and from, what's that? Can I skip someone? So Magyar Mikar Gafani Moshim, and from that point on until together it's Osun. So then Lo Yasru Ela Be'elo Arba Amot. You're only going to, let's say they zigged in. Magyar Mikar Hageder Moshim, Mokum Shachut Kala Asur Vashar Mutar. Did I say that? I didn't do that.
The sentence before that.
Okay. If you say so. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tifater shayu akaratim netunim miktatan betoch arba amot and miktatan chutz li arba amot. So mad yama mikar agifanim moshim necha. According to the man Yama, it says we count from the bottom of the vine. So then if things work out fine, that once you start counting from the bottom of the vine for amot, you cannot plant all the way up until the getter, including whatever else areas that would extend outward. Whereas Mandya Mikra Getter Moshim, Mokum Shakut Kalah, Sirva Shar Mutter. If you say that you count from the getter, then that means you have a straight line, and anything that strays from that straight line and sticks out of the Arba Amos would be Mutter. In which case, let's say if you have Shtei Amos, how do you have Shtei Amos? So mad yama miyikar gefanim moshim eno aser ela shtei amot. On the other hand, let's say you had the vine that the zig of the vine was close into the gutter. So now there's only two amos between this particular vine, even though there's four amos in the other vine. But from this particular vine, there's two amos to the gutter. What's aser? Two amos. So only those two amos are aser. But according to mad yama that you count from the getter, then you would now take and blank out every area that would be four amos, which would take you two amos to the other side of the vine, which otherwise we would have said you only have to be marking six clothing from, right? So according to this, you'd have to now take your measuring rod and it would extend two amos past the vine. So that would be a chumra in this case. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Shloshtan Amru Davar Achad. In a sense, we can view Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri as saying the same type of thing that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel said, although they wouldn't necessarily agree with each other. But what is the point that we're making over here? That it is possible to conceive of a construct in which you don't have a true vineyard, and nonetheless it's treated as a vineyard, right? So there are, in fact, other examples, because we have Rabbi Shmuel who says, the Taminan, Al Ginat Sana, She Mukefet Ari, In Yeshba Melo Botzer Vesalo Mikan, Melo Botzer Vesalo Mikan, Tizara, Vimlav Lo Tizara. So, well, what is this referring to? We have a small Gina, and it has a fence around it. On the other side of that fence, we have not on the other side of the fence, it's only the Rambam. But the way we're learning, we have now vines along the fence, see? And it says over here, there's enough distance between the vines to give me a malo boter v'salo, which means, Amrit Yonah, a boter is an ama and his sal is an ama, which means that we're saying each vine requires a boter v'ama, right? Boter v'ama, sal v'ama, boter v'ama, and the ama boter v'ama sal. So we have working, that's the way we arrived at our share of arba amot. So we have an ama boter, an ama sal, an ama boter, an ama sal, which means we have four amots in all directions, right? So now, where do we see any karam over here? Why do we have to be marked so far? Obviously, because according to Rabbi Yishmael, what Rabbi Yishmael is saying is that this is considered to be an oris. So that even though we don't have a real vineyard, we do have an oris, and the gina becomes completely oster because of the oris. Well, wait a second. Have you going name my mandi amma miyikra agifani moshri nechon? Mandi amma miyikra agetar moshri?
then Ein Otana Kratimi Ma'atina Arba. This only works though if you all count from the wall. Because he's saying if you have an Ama Bosa and an Ama of the Sal in all directions, it's okay. But he's ignored the actual vine. Bichlein, if you'll tell me according that we're going like Big Shama, and that we're counting from the Gader, even though there's vines in the way. Okay, fine. But if we go, if we're going to go, I'm thinking about the kill, but if we're going to go from the Gefonim, so how, don't we have to now be Mamayat from the area of the Gefon itself? No, people there show you Chavukim Lakotel. We could be talking about that maybe there's the Kotel around the Gina, but in the edges is where you plant the vine. So the vine is basically an extension of the wall. So they're just extended, but they're not within these four. They're not any closer. Wait a second. There's something that makes absolutely no sense. Lo arba? I don't get it. Aren't we talking about four vines here? Because you said it's a gina? And you have to have a minimum of four amas between each vine. Otherwise, anyway, it's aimed lay up there, right? But last time I figured it out, a square only has four corners. The square has four corners and there's only four vines. Where did you fit in the other vine? So then ain't a kum. Then it's spent. Hey, it can't be an aris. Yilchus aris to chamesh. I mean, nobody. Look, first of all, I mean, the Rishlal is extending the bin of an aris into a square, which anyway is a tremendous kiddush. Right? And it was an aris with a shura. But now he's saying we don't even need five vines. You know, all along, everybody was voted that five is the minimum. How does that work? Rabbi Chananya, nobody was suggesting that it's a square of 4x4. What we were saying is that the width is 4. That's all. We weren't saying the whole distance is 4. So Amma, when we're talking about over here, Amma Bosa, Amma Sala, Amma Bosa, Amma Sala, that's the width. Now, it's actually longer than that. And to Pater, Shayu, Shtegifanim, the Tanim, the Karen Zavit Achat. But it was shaped, it had a diagonal across one corner that if you stretch a chut across it, so then it looks like you have yet another area in between. Let's take a look at the let's take a look at the picture here. But you really have a shtayim keneged shtayim, the echad in the middle, so that if you across this hypotenuse, you have four amas. So therefore, we're counting it as kufyot zayin. We're counting this. By the way, this is the previous case we had the vines up in the corner. Just in case you're really dumb. Okay. Now, when we say that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yossi, what do we mean? Rabbi Yossi, the Tanina Rabbi Yossi, Omer, that was the case that we just had before, that in Einsham Arba Amot, Lo Yavi Zero L'Sham. Rabbi Yossi said in the previous parak that if you have a Neka, or a Gat in the Karen, right? So he says, if you don't have Arba Amot in that Gat, then you can't bring any Zera into the Gat. Well, that's crazy, why not? I only have to be marked 6 talking from a single Gefa. Obviously, because he holds that the context of a thing defines it as a vineyard, even though it isn't a vineyard. And as we look at that neck, even though it only has one vine, as the equivalent of our concept of aris over here. Now, that's essentially what Rabbi Yochanan Manuri was saying. He's saying the getter creates a mokum chavush between the getter and the vine. And therefore, anything in that area is also. So here too, the edges of the Mecca create a makom chavush on all sides between the vine and the getter, so to speak. So the whole thing becomes now filled with vineyard. Now, but again, wait a second. Man diyama mi'itri gifanim moshin. Again, if we understand that whenever it gives a measurement, it's the measurement from the vine. Fine. So from the vine, it's for almonds. But according to Mandyama, that says we measure from the getter. So now we're stuck again. That means you're going to measure in the Mecca, Arba Amos, but what about the vine itself? The vine itself could be anywhere in there. I mean, so how do you measure Arba Amos from, isn't the vine going to be Mamayit, the area of the Mecca? So Eno to Akoret Mamayit Arba? Yeah. But people there, Shayachabukakoto, Eno Kinani. We'll have to say in that case, talking about that you had the vine up against one edge. Now, what I'm saying is that Hochin, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri the Hochin, and on the other hand, we have Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri in our Mishnah, who is suggesting that there exists a concept of a chavisha between a matita, the getter here, and the vine, which is basically the same idea. Obviously, I mean, I'm not suggesting that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri would agree to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yishmael. I mean, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yishmael are extending his concept very significantly. Rabbi Yishmael is saying, make a square and it's also an aris. He never said that. Rabbi Yossi is saying even a single vine in a well-defined plot is the equivalent of an aris. He never said that. So it's mistaken that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yishmael would be Yodin and Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. It is not mistaken that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri would be Moda to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yishmael. Right? Lo Yodin to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yishmael, because he never said you can get away with a different configuration. It's also mistaken that Rabbi Yossi would be Moda to Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael has got a full scale five vines, even though it's arranged differently. But Rabbi Yishmael would certainly not be Moda to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is saying even one vine in a neck has the equivalent of an artist that's taking it through five, I believe Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav says, Halacha to Rabbi Akiva, that you only have to be marked three tzvachim. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi says, yes, of course, but we have to understand what he means. And normally we don't pass him like Rabbi Akiva, here's to negate the Rabbi. But since Halacha to Divrei Mishuneka B'Chutzlaetz, Rabbi Yehuda was passing a Chutzlaetz, where over there we always choose the Das HaMeitel, but in Eretz Yisrael it would be Shisha Tzvachim. On Rabbi Yaakov Arachov, it's a noy taman. In fact, we learned that in the Brisa. Halacha kedivrei mishu hu mekal b'chutz la'aretz. And that's the reason that he passed him over here, like Rabbi Akiva.